So, so it is currently 1:23 on Thursday, February 21st, and I'm going for a walk because it is darn near 50 degrees outside here in Garden City, New York. This is quite a luxury because, I don't know, 2 weeks ago it was like 3 degrees. But here, today, it is quite bearable, and I need to exercise more. So going for like a mile walk on my lunch break is about as much exercise as I could fit into my busy, busy schedule of being a student and a father and a husband and a full-time employee. So this little walk here is going to be as much exercise as I'll get for the next, I don't know, week or so, or until the next 50 degree weather day, and I don't have homework to do. So now I have decided to record a little blurb as opposed to writing, because it is easier to record this than it is to write it as I walk. This is entry 4 on my home purchasing journey, and I want to talk about a mistake I may have made that I don't think will deter me or stop me from reaching my goal, but I kind of put the cart before the horse. So it has been a dream of mine ever since watching MTV's Cribs to have a home theater in my home. And with every good or cool home theater would come theater seats. Now, when I saw that there was an auction and that a movie theater was liquidating all their assets, I said, I want some of those seats. How do I get those seats? Now, you may be looking at, you may be thinking about your local movie theater and what their seats look like. And they may have changed within the last 5 to 10 years, and they may be much nicer than they were 10, 15 years ago. And these seats are most definitely from like 15 plus years ago and are not those nice new updated leather seats. They do look like they are in good condition from the one picture of the one row or angle. So, and they're also as is. So once, I'm getting ahead of myself. So anyway, I want these seats. I reach out to the auctioneer and I say, hi, how do I get these seats? I'll take 2, please. And they say, well, you can't have 2. We are selling them in the quantity that they would be found in, and the lowest quantity is 100. So if you'd like to make a bid, you can bid on 100 seats. And I said to myself, self, how bad do you want these seats? And the answer is bad enough to bid on 100 seats at $1 a seat. Being the minimum bid, I had to bid $100. So, if I'm the winning bid and no one else is interested because they see the foolishness ahead of them, I could be the less than proud owner of 100 movie theater seats. Now, why would I buy 100 movie theater seats? Well, because I wanted to. More realistically, I probably would have preferred 6, Instead, I get 100. Now, why, right? Because I intend to own a home. And in that home, I want to put these theater seats. Because I want a home theater. Like, I want you to walk into this room and be like, oh, this is the home theater. It looks and feels exactly like a movie theater. There's lights on the floor. There's a concession stand. This is one of those, like, the secret, right? Like, this is like Field of Dreams, right? If you build it, they will come. I don't know. Hopefully. Okay, honestly, hopefully I lose the bid, right? I think that is the best case scenario. The best case scenario is that someone comes in and says, you know what? I'll pay $200 for 100 theater seats. Because that's all that they have to do. That's all that someone has to do. And they may be sitting on this. They may be waiting, because if I remember anything about what it is to auction, one would typically wait until the end of an auction to put their bid in case, you know, they don't have to. You know, this guy, well, I mean, technically someone could bid $2 and still be safe. But, you know, they're probably going to wait till the last minute, swoop in, and then I'll get a notification that I'm no longer the highest bidder. Though, that could happen at any moment, because all someone would have to do, again, is bid a dollar more per seat than I did. Unless someone just does not want the headache. Now, let's talk about the headache that is these movie theater seats. These movie theater seats are not local. These movie theater seats are in Edgewater, New Jersey. And I've mentioned that I live, that I work in Garden City, New York, but I live in Hop Hog. So I would have to transport these theater seats from Edgewater to Hop Hog-ish. You know, I'm not going to be able to fit any quantity of movie theater seat in my two-bedroom apartment that I share with my wife and child. So, again, I have to move these seats from New Jersey to a storage area on Long Island. One that's big enough to house and store 100 theater movie seats. Okay, so right before I set off on my walk, I heard from a mover who said he'd be willing to move that quantity for $550. Now, I don't know if that's a good price. I think that's right around the middle of what is expected based on based on what I entered the information in online. So $550 plus $118, because it's $100 and then 18% goes to the auction house. So $118 puts a $550, just round up to $700. So now I have $700 down, 100 movie seats up, plus at least a month's worth of storage. Because over the next month, I intend to sell these theater seats to whomever would want them. And at the end of that month, if they are not all sold, I will then be donating them. They could probably go to Habitat for Humanity. They have a store here on Long Island where they sell items that are donated to them. And that would actually be nice, because I would get a tax write-off, right? So that's one thing. I think what I would not want to happen is then just to go into a dumpster or be abandoned. I'd really like them to go to homes. But I'd more so like them to go to homes and me not be in the hole for the let's call it $1,000. After everything is said and done, it'd probably be about $1,000 between the moving, the auction, and the storage. About $1,000. Now, if I could sell the seats for, let's say, $30 a seat, I could easily make my money back. And if I didn't immediately make my money back, I could actually use incremental sales to continue to pay for the storage space, right? So ideally, I would sell 30 to 40 seats within the first month, and then the same amount over the next month until all 100 were sold or accounted for, taken, whatever. And the storage space goes away, except for I move my six into a smaller storage space. And then the story is over. Then I move, eventually I move those six movie theater seats into my home, wherever that may be. Now, I've already mentioned that I'm married, and I had a conversation with my wife about this before I did it, and I said, hey, what if I could get two movie theater seats? And she said, well, if you could justify it and I would accept it, then it's something we could talk about. And then I bid on 100 movie theater seats. And then I told her about it. And now she knows everything. Kind of. Because I didn't update her on the $550 moving price. I know she'll kill me and everything else. But there is the idea that we could get these theater seats for nothing or make a little bit, ideally and non-ideally, lose. So that's where we are. And this has been a nice walk. I've walked about a mile. I'm back to work. And I will keep you updated. Bye-bye.